أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم. In the surah, Surah Alaq, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala has explained His great Qudrat also, that Allah Ta'ala can do things which we regard as impossible. But for Allah it means absolutely nothing. Allah's Qudrat is way above that. And Allah wants to that we must have that yaqeen that Allah's Qudrat is so great, and that we must trust fully in Allah Ta'ala, not trust in ourselves, but we should trust Allah and we should go forward and fulfill every command of Allah Ta'ala. Though it may seem impossible for us, but trusting in Allah Ta'ala, we should do it, and then Allah Ta'ala opens the ways further for a person. Further, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala explains in this ayat, عَلَّمَ الْإِنسَانَ مَا لَمْ يَعْلَمْ. سِكْلَايَ آدْمِ كُو جَوُوْنَا جَانْتَ تَا. Also, don't you see the Qudrat of Allah, that Allah has taught man those things which he did not know. We had no idea about anything. In fact, Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif in another place clearly, وَاللَّهُ أَخْرَجَكُمْ مِنْ بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا. Allah took you out from the wombs of your mothers in such a condition that you knew absolutely nothing. Insan did not know anything whatsoever. Allah Ta'ala then وَجَعَلَ لَهُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَ. Allah made for you your eyes, your ears, and made your heart, made your brains for you, from which you gained knowledge later in life. But you came out and you knew nothing, and it was Allah who taught you everything what you know now. So when Allah's Qudrat is so great, trust in Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. This was being said firstly directly to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Allah Ta'ala had told Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam to command him, Iqra, read. In other words, do all the things which a knowledgeable person does. So he said, I don't have that knowledge, I don't know, I can't read, how can I do it? Allah taught the lesson, you trust in Allah. You put your full trust in Allah Ta'ala, Allah will teach you, and Allah will make you the greatest teacher of the world also. Consequently, we see what Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam taught people, mankind, the Quraysh and the people of Makkah, how low they were in every aspect. But with this knowledge of Quran, they became the leaders of humanity. And the same applies for us today. If we will adopt the Quran, teachings of the Quran Sharif, Allah will make us the leaders of the world today also. But we opt to follow the knowledge of the West, the knowledge of the people of this dunya, and on that Allah Ta'ala, there is no success for a person. Success is in the Quran Sharif and knowledge of the Quran Sharif. But we have, so to say, abandoned the Quran. If we have not only relegated it to second division, but we have so completely sort of just divorced and took out Quran Sharif from the equation completely. And we feel in high university degrees, in things of this dunya is our success. We are seeing it openly, over and over, that in there is our failure. And those who adopted the Quran Sharif, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from where he came and where he reached. The Sahaba Ikiram radiallahu ta'ala anhu, where they were and where they reached. Until today, there isn't a person who can put a finger on the Sahaba, on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was all by this Quran Sharif. So Allah says, put your trust in that Allah who taught you. Even today, we see it, we know nothing. When a child is born, it has got nothing whatsoever, no knowledge. Allah Ta'ala teaches that child. And see the great Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala also. A human being's child is born, and immediately it is born, it starts looking for the breast of the mother for its sustenance. And a chicken is born of a hen, it won't look for the breast of its mother. Automatically it starts pecking in the ground and looks for its rosy. This is all the teaching of Allah Ta'ala. How Allah inspires all this. So Allah sent Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, and this by no means refers to that Jibreel alayhi salam is superior than Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. That he came and teach Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He was only the means. As Allah explained, you use a pen which is commonly used for education. All notes are made, notes are given over to one another. Knowledge of one person is transferred to another by the pen, or in our times the keyboard, which is the same thing. All this Allah Ta'ala has made it, but that does not mean the pen is superior than the person who is acquiring the knowledge. Everyone knows the person who has acquired the knowledge, he is more superior, and nobody even thinks of the pen. So this knowledge which Allah had given to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam through Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, he is only the means. He is in no way more superior than Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And this knowledge is directly from Allah tabaraka ta'ala. And for us, the lesson of all of this is that this great knowledge of Quran Sharif which Allah has given to us, if we will adopt it, we live by it, and we make Quran our kitab, our guide in our life, we make it our imam, then we will also see the same success which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam saw. Of those lines we will see success, and what the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum saw. But if we feel that the Quran Sharif teachings are not important to us, and other education is more important, and we give preference to that, then we can't expect any results. It is on the basis of the Quran Sharif, the five ayats that came to change the course of history of the world forever and ever. That same applies today. If we will take that and make it our way of life, Allah will grant us also success. Yeah, in this world also, in the year after as well. May Allah give us this understanding and give us that yaqeen and that conviction that on Quran Sharif is our success. Wa akhiru da'wana.